Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk to her about this. Here's what Jed had to say yesterday when he was talking to the media in the locker room. That's Jed Wills yesterday talking about a business decision that he made. Brent is in Bay Village. Hello, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, and you keep saying this little phrase, which was a catchphrase for one of the great geniuses and sports executives, David Modell. This is business. But, hey, we're talking about public opinion. Look at what Tua did last night, and everybody thought he was going to die if he even walked into the stadium. And, you know, the guy's got the right. Yep, like you said, he's got another year left. What happens? Got the rest of this year left. I get it. But again, he's the only one that's going to make that call. Again, just like we said, how many people said Tua should retire? And he's got to look out for himself. And as far as what film shows here and there, you know, what happens when arbitration comes for these guys? The team tells them how bad they are, and they say how much they've done for the team. So, again, I agree he's got the right to make the call. And I think, truly, he's not worried about who's coming down the pike. Not at this point, because I think his days are numbered here.
I think
that's all I have.
Brent, thank you very much. I think you're right, because if you look at the contractual situation, I would think that's exactly the case. However, you have a right tackle who has dealt with an injury history, and Jedrick Wills played right tackle before. I mean, I do think there's an opportunity for him here. I think there still could be an opportunity for him here. Andy, do you?
Things would have to twist, I would think. Someone would have to get injured. He'd have to get back out on the field. They'd have to play great, and then maybe they can come to some kind of resolution. I think he thinks he's done here. He's done.
Here's more of what he said. There you go. Joe is in central Pennsylvania, as opposed to eastern or western. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Good show. You guys always put on a good show. Now, I have to respectfully disagree with you guys this morning.
Okay.
Here's what I think, and I don't know, but I've seen a lot of guys quit on teams and stuff. I think Jed was in the last year of his contract, got wind that he wasn't going to be re-signed, figured my money's guaranteed for the rest of this year. I'm just going to lay out and see what happens next year because the team sucks anyway. So when you say business decision, it kind of puts – he had every right to make that. I give him that. But then they had every right to – I'm surprised he's even on the team this morning. I would have cut him immediately once he made that statement, you know. And by the way, here's just a side note. I heard the Milwaukee Bucks are 2-8. I think the Haslams are part owners of that team, if I'm not wrong. Go figure.
That's correct.
great show, guys. That's all I got.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
And they pushed some of his money down the road, too. So I don't know if they could cut him.
And he's got kind of a hit next year on the cap, if he's not back.
Yeah.
I think this is a tough situation for a young guy. I think maybe he should have talked to his agent before he used the terminology that he used.
Probably.
Maybe he should have talked to his agent before he made the decision that he made. Maybe he should have still made the same decision. And Andy, we know guys in the NFL from about the start of training camp, you know, you get through that first preseason game, everybody usually has something, right? Isn't that what every NFL player will tell you?
Every player, yep.
They'll always tell you something's going on. And once you get into the regular season, like, nobody's 100%. But if your surgically repaired knee is all swollen up and it was hyperextended in a game and you played through it and you worked through it and you don't think you can go, I understand that. My guess is Jed will play in the league into his mid-30s anyway. I think he's got another 10 years to play.
Hmm.
I think he's pretty good. He's a pretty good offensive lineman. They're offensive linemen. They get jobs, Andy. If they're pretty good, they're on rosters. Jed's pretty good. He'll be employed a very long time.
Yeah, will he be a starter? I don't know.
I don't know either. It means he'll be employed, though, for a very long time. And I understand him not wanting to jeopardize that. I understand him not wanting to jeopardize his health. But I also understand the Browns saying, yeah, okay, final year of the contract. We love this guy over here. Let's see if he can play left tackle, because ideally, that's where you want to put a guy who's built, like DeJuan Jones. Now, how does this play out in the future?
Tell me, Jeff, how does this play out in the future?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
Oh.
I was hoping you had the answer.
So I think he's kind of in the doghouse right now. I think he thinks he's not coming back. I think that this probably isn't a good relationship right now, and they're just trying to figure out how this, waiting for time to end the relationship. I think that's the way it feels on the outside right now. But, you know, you never know. It's not for long, and sometimes not for long can work the other way around. Somebody gets hurt, Jed comes in, plays awesome. Browns realize his value. Maybe they all have this moment together. Like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't walk away from this so fast. And so that's maybe where they could end up. I don't see it that way. I would give that about a 10% chance.
I've always gone back to this with him. They put him at left tackle, and they thought, okay, this guy can work at left tackle. But he did play right tackle most of the time, you know, in college and everything else leading up to the pros. Wonder if he'd be a really good right tackle. And that said,
I don't think he's going to find that out here.
The Browns have a really good right tackle. Yeah. But how long is Jack Conklin going to play? Jack with good health, and he could play another 5 years. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, offensive linemen, if they can stay healthy.
But he's got to get healthy. That's
right.
He's often not
long careers, yeah, really long careers.
That's not his fault. He struggled staying healthy.
Exactly. And you know, I mean, nobody wants to see that. But, you know, I wonder if you're Jack Conklin, are you thinking, yeah, I'm done soon? Or if you're Jack, are you thinking, I want to play till I'm 36? Because why not? You could, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're healthy enough. And if you're the Browns, wouldn't you want Jack Conklin playing a long time? Your good buddy Jason Kelce just retired.
What a beard.
Jason just turned 37. So he played till he was 36. And I think people think he probably could have played again. You know?
I think he could have.
He could have kept. Sure. I bet he would have played very well. But he decided, you know, it's time to go. He made a business decision, and I think he got a pay raise.
Probably. And a happy wife.
But he played until, you know, he's into his mid to late 30s. And I would think that Conklin could. I would think Jed Wells could. The only thing about this, the whole thing, if you're Jed, it's like, well, okay, you decided to sit out. You didn't think you were healthy enough. Don't be surprised if someone else takes your job and then does something with it and keeps your job. That's the only catch to this whole thing, Andy.
Yeah, his future is probably not here. That's all I mean, it's just, it feels like this is over. And, you know, there was a lot of grief going along the whole way with his career and what a wasted pick this seems like it's been. I've always thought that
I never thought that, did you?
No, I didn't, but I've heard people say that.
I know.
I'm just like,
I don't get
guys,
it.
The bar for that position that he's in right now is
so
the
high.
Hall of Fame.
So high.
And no one's going to live up to what Joe Thomas did. It's too hard. You're asking a lot. And let's not forget, especially when it comes to an injury situation like this, remember how many ripped ACLs, MCLs, anything you can name CL, was ripped for Joe during his entire career? And finally, when he was done, he never came back. So
he never missed a play until he did.
Right. And so it's like, that's the bar for him.
And I wonder.
It's tough to replace the man.
Joe played, what, 10 years? I wonder if Joe hadn't played every snap, if when he was hurt, he'd have gone out and taken 5 games to get healed up. I wonder if he'd have had a longer career. I wonder if he wanted to have a longer career. You know, that's a different kind of stress to put on your body, never letting it get a chance to heal up until the off season. And maybe that's, you know, I don't know if that's went into Jed Will's thought process, but I could understand it if it did. You know, Joe had a long career, but not maybe as long as it could have been if he had sat out a little bit. You never know. Mary Kay Cabot was there when Jed made all these comments. She's going to join us next here on Baskin and Phelps.